Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live and to move through the world safely and confidently. That's why we offer a variety of programs at no cost to our clients. We match people who are blind or visually impaired in the U.S. and Canada with exceptional guide dogs. Guide Dogs for the Blind also provides a free orientation and mobility immersion program for people interested in learning the skills relevant to guide dog mobility. And our Canine Buddy program matches select dogs who are not suited to be guide dogs to be pets for people who are blind or visually impaired, including children and their families and adults of all ages. All of this is made possible by our generous donors and the help of thousands of incredible volunteers. To learn more about our life-changing mission, please visit GuideDogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Of the Easter Day show. We got a lot of things happening on Easter. That's right. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. By the way, if you have a couple hundred other shows you can listen to, we archive the shows. When the show's over, we archive it. So you can listen to any of the other shows for the past 8 years on our blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Gary, could you please come inside?
Yes.
The peacocks are getting a little obnoxious.
Those peacocks. I wonder if they're striped.
Is everybody okay? I hear somebody crying.
That was Gary's peacock neighbors.
Oh.
I'm like, somebody,
that was the striped.
Somebody crying? Why? What's wrong? Who hurt? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's time for the boys to go to bed.
Are they striped peacocks or polka dot peacocks?
Well, yeah, all kinds of colors. But yeah, it's time to go to bed. And they holler at each other. Let's go. Let's go lay down.
Can you come inside and shut the sliding doors so we don't hear them as loudly?
I've never really heard.
Chris,
peacocks.
You don't have my.
Not yet. I'm working on that one now. It didn't come through. I thought everything came through, but that one is the last one that didn't come through. I got the others, but not that one.
Oh. Okay. Well, that was Michael's trivia. So Mike, you got something else?
Give me 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So what color were those peacocks, Michael?
I don't know if they're what? Striped or peacock? Or polka dot?
Striped or polka dot? Those were their colors?
Peacock.
Okay.
What's that? Peacocks?
Peacocks.
Yeah.
They're very pointy.
They are
females.
Hey, Gary, put up with every day? All that noise?
At nighttime, just before they go to bed, sometimes they squawk a lot in the daytime, but not a whole lot.
How many are there?
Oh, I must have 50, 60 of them now. I used to have like four.
50 or 60?
Yeah. 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 They're not only filling out back of my house. I got to go in. They want to go to bed. Dang. They do get loud. Yeah. Oh, man.
So
imagine in the morning when they wake up and walking down the road. I get this every morning. So, all right, I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm inside.
Hey, Chris, do you have Terry's?
No, to answer your peacocks, right, females are brown and the males have the multicolored tails.
Okay. Michael thought they were stripes or polka dots.
Yeah. Chris, do you have Terry Williams?
We'll switch
my trivia to Terry's.
He must be in the back. Oh, brother.
Terry, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, we're trying to find now, Chris.
What? Am I up for trivia?
Don't answer it yet. Not yet.
We had a problem with the internet.
I thought it was going to be the next hour, the 8 o'clock hour.
We are in the eight o'clock hour.
We are. Time flies on this show.
So right after Michael's trivia, which now I don't know we'll have time to do, then we're going to go right to you, Terry.
Okay, just let me know. I'm walking around doing exercise.
Oh boy, you're multitasking.
Yeah, I have you on my studio monitor. I can hear you all over the apartment, all over the building.
What's it like up there? What's it like up there in Connecticut today?
Very beautiful today. It's sunshine, about 60 degrees, 61 degrees. It was very beautiful.
Wow.
Hey, Terry, you know I do weights.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I sit down on my chair and weight it down.
So Greg, did Greg do his trivia question? He did his eggs, but not his trivia, did he?
Oh,
I think later.
No, he didn't do a trivia. He did his colors.
Greg is after Terry. Greg is going to.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to read something about.
We got two good trivias.
Yeah, we're going to have to skip yours, and Michael.
Mine was a good trivia too.
I know.
And so was Terry's.
So what year is the Cadbury Company formed?
Oh boy.
I'm going to guess 1907.
Nope. Earlier.
Oh, 1898.
Yeah, that's
good.
Keep
going.
Earlier.
1875.
1887.
1824.
Wow.
24. Oh.
In England? Where were they made? In England?
Yeah.
Okay. 200 years old now.
Wait, yeah, Cadbury's got to be an English name.
You said 1824?
Wow. 1824.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah,
Chris, you back?
Yes, sir. I'm back. I heard you calling me, but I was trying to make sure that everything came through.
Well, what are we doing now? Do we have time for this?
I got time for it.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do my trivia. Okay, trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. I want to know
what show
this is. 407-894-1680. We're going to play a skit.
It's funny.
And what show is this? You have to tell me the name of the show. Right, that's the trivia question. 407-894-1680.
Okay, let's go.
Play it.
Congratulations, boss, you made it.
I know that one.
Yeah, that's enough for today. I better get dressed, and I think I'll wear my blue suit today.
That all looks swell. I'll get it for you.
Good. And Rochester, while I finish dressing, look through my closet, see if any of my clothes need to be sent to the cleaners.
Yes. But what about this gray suit,
That's boy? Good.
I don't know. How does it look to you?
Well, it's got a gravy stain on the sleeve, salad dressing on the pants, butter on the cuff, coffee on the lapel, and meat sauce all over the vest.
It has?
Yeah, shall I send it to the cleaners or put it in the refrigerator?
That's a funny bit.
Send it to the
Funny one.
But first, Rochester, first go through the pockets and make sure I didn't leave any money in it.
Oh, boss, calm down.
Never mind, just do it. Well, I'm all dressed, Rochester. How do I look?
Fine, but you better put your glasses on.
Oh, I'm not going to wear my glasses today. They make me look old.
But you don't see too well without them.
Rochester, I just wear my glasses for reading. Now, let's see. I think I'll take a... I'll get it. Oh, hello, Phil.
I'm Mary.
Oh, happy Easter, Mary. Well, I'm ready to go walking if you are.
Okay. But aren't you going to say anything about my new dress?
Say, it's very pretty. Hey, Mary, isn't it kind of daring?
No, Jack. It's been a style for a couple of years. It's called a plunging neckline.
Oh.
All the girls will be wearing them today.
They will?
Yes.
Rochester, bring my glasses.
Okay. So tell me, the trivia question is, name that show.
Oh, that
you have to give me the name of the show. I don't want to know who's doing it. I want to know the name of the radio show. What's the name of the radio show? 407-894-1680. What was the name of that radio show? 407-894-1680.
You know, Michael, besides that show, my other favorite show with this
don't
one here
talk,
is...
Gary. No, Gary, don't let nothing up. Don't say nothing, Gary.
Just wait.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah,
please.
Tell me later.
All right.
That was a good show, too.
They were so funny.
This is a good show.
Yeah.
I like the one he says the clothes you belong in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Call in fast because we're going to go to break soon. What's the phone number?
407-894-1680. What was the name of that show we just played? It was the name of a show. You know, very famous. 407-894-1680.
It was hard for me to find sitcoms and things that were made with an Easter theme, because back then they didn't do a lot of Easter themes. It was a lot of Christmas and things like that, but not Easter. So did you listen to that, Chris? It was funny.
Yeah, it was. I was like, whoa. You
any callers?
You floored me with this one. No, not,
I
got
to add something to this.
Well, we got 2 minutes.
I got to add something with this. A lot of these shows can be listened to on ACB radio.
Oh, yeah?
And you go to three. What do they call it?
Old-time radio.
Yeah, number three on there, out of whatever.
Okay, so anyway, so who is singing?
No, not singing.
Who is doing that show? What's the name of the show?
What's the name of the show?
What's the name of the show? 407-894-1680.
Icon.
1 minute,
show.
And I'm going to say the answer. 1 minute.
Yeah,
good.
Before I get the name of the answer. 1 minute. That's it.
This time is flying.
Because of who that was.
I thought everybody would know that. When we come back in the break.
Yeah. That...
And
it wasn't the Harry Belafonte story. Nope. And it wasn't Frank Sinatra. It was who is the name of the show?
I tell you, the sidekick was really funny. He was good. I didn't remember him when I was a kid.
A lot of the shows
Rochester.
Had sidekicks. Yeah, Gary, don't mention names.
What were you gonna say, Michael?
A lot of the big artists had very big sidekicks.
Yeah.
And that's what made the show.
Yeah, well, that was like Jerry Lewis and I forgot that. Martin
Lewis.
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, yeah. But the same thing.
All right. Abbott and Costello.
I just got another trivia question.
Well, we don't have time, so there's no answer. You're going to tell who it is?
Okay.
We have to go to break. Since
nobody got it. The Jack Benny.
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. It was the Jack Benny show. Jack Benny.
He was one of the best.
My other one was Michael Abbott and Costello, I liked.
Well, I'll tell you another one. We can talk about sidekicks. Here's one, a real fast trivia. It was the Groucho Marx.
Oh, yeah. He's on ACB Radio.
I want to know the name of his sidekick. Groucho Marx sidekick on the show, You Bet Your What?
You bet your life. Oh, yeah, right.
Gary. I purposely didn't want to say the last part of it. I just want to say, You Bet Your. Oh. And that doesn't people guess.
Tell us, we have to go to
break. Yeah.
It's time for Terry.
I know you're cute.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Xumo Streambox from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Streambox, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Streambox also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Streambox is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence Tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself. then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind Man Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Easter Show. This is the Easter Show. That's right. And it's time to listen to Mr. Terry Willard. Terry Willard, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Before we go to your trivia, we'd like to know a little about you, Terry. Tell the folks a little about Terry Willard before you go to your trivia.
Well, I'm from Connecticut, Middletown, Connecticut. I am a local musician here. Actually, in January 28th of 2018, the mayor made me the music ambassador of music. And they did a lot of press coverage on me and what have you. I study jazz improvisation. I study music theory at Wesleyan University. Went on to do some recordings of my own. I'm currently working on a couple new projects here. I have a CD coming out that's going to be more of some old standard songs this time, like Fly Me to the Moon, songs like, I can't think of all the songs I have on that album. Then I have another album coming out that I'm actually working on for my wife. She's going to be doing all the singing. Those songs are from the late 60s and early 70s, and songs like I Have You, songs like The Long and Winding Road, I think it is. Yep, that's one of the tracks that's going to be in. So they all cover. They're all cover tunes. So that's what's on my agenda now. And we'll see what happens. So by the end of this year, hopefully I have three albums out, three new albums.
So tell me, go back. What kind of award did you get?
I'm sorry, come again?
What kind of award did you get? The award. What did you get?
The mayor made me the music ambassador of Middletown, Connecticut.
No kidding.
Yeah, I got a plaque with his seal on it and all. And they made January 28th of 2018 Terry Willard's Day.
So there you go.
That's
Willard Day. Wow.
Terry Willard's Day. Yep.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But
we got to come up and party now.
I'm sorry, come again? Okay.
So Terry, it's trivia time.
All right, trivia time. The number to call in is 407-894-1680. Again, 407-894-1680. I have a song, a very, very popular song. It's been covered, it's been covered hundreds of times. And what I want to know, I want to call it to call in and ask me, who is this artist singing it?
Okay.
I know you must know, he has a very, very iconic voice.
He does. Chris, do you have it?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.
Okay.
What a wonderful.
Who's singing the song?
It is not Jerry Willard singing the song. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.
Now, this is not me.
Good impression, Terry.
Good impression.
Terry, the song that I the version I found, he was talking in the beginning why he created that song. It was really, really interesting, but unfortunately we don't have it to play now. But maybe unless Chris can find it after. But it was
so who's singing the song?
Yeah, I was trying to get it and pull it, but it wouldn't come through. So that was the issue that I was dealing with.
Well, I'm actually going to cover it on my next project.
I think that sounded like David.
David. Co-host David.
Yeah, that's a David song.
What's that, Chris?
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Terry sing, colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. That was me.
Good one. You have to hook up with Dave.
Chris always disguises his voice.
And that's Julie's favorite song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, don't forget the Easter egg contest. I hope you're listening to the colors so you can win some Easter candy.
All right. So I do have two callers on the phone line.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
I got our good friend Carrie from the British Columbia. And then I have our good friend Chris from Wildwood, Florida.
I'm sorry. I didn't see who this second, who was the second one?
Chris from Wildwood, Florida.
I couldn't hear it because, yeah. Okay.
It was first.
Carrie, probably.
Carrie.
Okay, Carrie.
Carrie for Terry.
Hey, how goes it?
Hi, happy
Easter. Hey, Terry.
Thank you. Happy Easter. You. Great to be here. I tell you, this is great. But well, you're going
to have to have you.
We just wanted to have a fun show tonight, laid back, casual.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I've heard colors. I know the answer to the trivia. You guys are just going to have to try a little bit harder for me. Okay.
So who's singing the song?
That's Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. I did it quiet all the time.
Yes.
She won.
$10 gift certificate to Subway.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. No, I did that inquiry all the time. No, we did a lot. It was awesome. But, oh, yeah. Whew.
I see.
I loved it, but.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good prize. Subway. Subway, and we'll make it your way.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Oh, and by the way, I think peeps are horrible.
What did you say?
I do, too. Peeps are horrible.
I think peeps are horrible.
Oh, no, they're good when they're stale.
I never liked them.
You have to open the package and let them get stale. Then they get chewy.
I have never liked them. And, you know,
Carrie,
I was going to guess
Carrie,
peeps, too.
They have green apple now. It's really good.
It's marshmallow. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's March. Yeah, I know it. Kitty chocolate.
Yeah. So what's the weather like up there in British Columbia today on Easter Sunday?
It's beautiful. It's a high. Well, today's not so warm. It's only 50. But on Tuesday, we're going to have, 60 or 70.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You go get suntan.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've had good weather, and then it got snowy and gross, and then it got warm again. So it's weird this year.
Yeah, the weather's crazy.
And this year, too. We'll go up to 90 degrees and drop to 50s at night.
Well, thank you for calling, Terry. We're going to go back to Terry
anytime.
Now.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, anytime.
Call. Nice talking to you, Terry.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Congrats, Terry.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You had a winner, you're welcome. Terry. Very good. Bye.
This is not Terry. This is Lewis.
Okay. Chris wants to know, do we want to say hi to Chris? So let's say hi to Chris.
Say hi, Chris.
Sure. We say hello to everybody in Easter.
I'll catch y'all next week. I'm behind. I'm a shade late. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Chris. You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for calling in.
All righty.
Okay. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
So, Terry.
Yes.
Now that you are, are you now the ambassador?
Am I the ambassador? No. Well, I was made the ambassador that year. I think they choose a new one every year. So for the year of 2018, yes. Hello?
Well, we're proud of you.
Are they going to give you the key to the city?
Yeah, actually, I do actually have a key for, and actually I have one for you too.
Oh, yeah?
But,
for us?
Yeah. So, yep. Hey, somebody want to say hello.
Okay. I bet it's Julie.
Julie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Julie. Happy Easter.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Easter too. Thank you for your program.
You're more than welcome.
Yes. She said thanks for
thank
the
thank you program. For listening. Thank you for being part of it.
And yes. we'd like you to meet our guest co-hosts tonight, Connie and
Hi, Wendy, Julie.
And Gregory, and I guess you know Terry Woolard.
Hi, Julie. Great to meet you.
And Gary.
Yeah, well, Gary, I think she knows you, Gary. She's met you, Gary.
Yeah, she knows me, co-host, okay. Gary.
Yeah.
She has a little voice. She doesn't talk like Lewis.
Who's that?
She has a little voice. She doesn't talk like Louis Armstrong, but she loves Louis. That's her favorite artist.
Who's talking?
No.
Julie is doing
Terry. Oh, it's Terry is.
Terry's doing. I thought it was Julie. That's funny.
Are you a ventriloquist too, Terry?
Yeah, I'm getting confused here. So did you have a good day today, Julie?
Yes. I have a good day because of your program.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, Julie, am I correct that you helped Terry a lot with the music, putting things together? Or I know you have a role there.
She's the engineering. She's the engineer. She knows.
Oh, the engineer. Okay. Well, I didn't know how to say it, but I know she helps.
Yeah,
you.
He knows how to run any quit.
She's like Chris.
Wow.
Digital recorders I have. I have the Roland 20 BS-2480 digital. I actually have three of them. And she said, get out of the way. Let me do this. So, she's good with this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just the writer. Cool. Ranger. I put the music together, and she knows how to go and edit it and mix it or whatever she needs to do with it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We could use it down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were disappointed that Terry couldn't play music or Greg tonight, but it doesn't translate, Julie, for some reason on Zoom.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, so we were disappointed. But thank you, Julie, for popping on.
Thanks for Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
We've got 60 seconds.
Everybody.
Happy Easter,
Julie. Happy
Easter, Julie.
Happy Easter.
We're going to go to break.
Thank you,
Don't
Julie.
Go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A lot more yet to come. A lot more to come. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, saying, don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's the total solar eclipse. Don't miss it.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity,
okay.
Happy
well, welcome
Easter
back to
day.
The Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Easter show. That's right. If we call in, we'll be happy to talk to you. Don't forget, we talk, you listen. That's right. We talk, you listen, you listen. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm out of my mind. What can I say? It's time for Greg Lindbergh. Greg Lindbergh, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
Okay, Greg, you're up.
So Greg, we're so glad you joined us tonight, as well as the other guest co-host. So tell us a little bit about yourself before we go to your trivia. And then I know you wanted to cover some things about beeping Easter eggs, but tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to lately.
Sure. Thanks again for having me on. It's always a blast to join you guys on air.
Of course.
It's always a blast from the past.
I think it's been 12 years I've known you guys, a dozen years.
Oh, my God.
I can't
absolutely.
Believe.
So you're used Lion, to us.
Yeah.
Get Greg is used
Lion
to us.
Line matters.
Yep, we used to have that jingle, Meet the Golders, which still applies.
Meet the Golders, yeah, we had some fun times.
You should play that sometime.
Yeah, I think I did play it last year. Anyway, Greg, tell
What's
us
that?
About you, not the Golders.
Oh, the Golders, yeah.
Yeah, so I am a Florida native, one of the few. I know we have people from all over that moved to Florida, but I was actually born in the state, so definitely proud of that.
Yes. And grew up in Palm Harbor, which is in the Tampa Bay area. Did not grow up in a brownstone like they have up in New York. So grew up just in kind of in a regular, you know, one-story house. And I currently work for Full Sail University here in the Orlando area. I'm a senior copywriter in the communications department. So I've always had a passion for writing and telling stories and just communications in general. Love kind of playing with words and phrases and letters. Love the game Wordle, which some of you might be familiar with. So super grateful for, you know, this opportunity and other jobs I've had in my career to get to actually write, and especially full-time. To be a full-time writer is fairly unusual. So really excited for this opportunity. And I also host a podcast called Eyes Free Sports, which is on sports and recreation for the blind and visually impaired. So I mentioned earlier, I love beat baseball. I've been playing beat ball for over 10 years now. And I know one of the teams I played on, we actually had red jerseys that we wore. I think it was the Athens Timberwolves in Georgia that I played for. So I've always been super passionate.
Yeah,
about
Greg, that. Could you elaborate on the beat baseball that people don't know about it?
We're going to get to that, Gary. Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you said Eyes Free Sports. Would you like to spell that, Greg, just to make sure everybody knows how to find it?
Sure. So it's Eyes, EYES, Free, FREE, and then Sports, SPORTS. And you can actually just go to eyesfreesports.com to find all the episodes there, or just search on your favorite podcast platform as well.
Okay. So I know what
podcast.
What's that?
I've been on the podcast. It's cool.
You have.
That's right. I had Connie on like about a year ago.
Oh yeah, because you're about the sports also. Yeah. So Greg, would you like to do your trivia, and then we'll go to, you wanted to talk about the beeping Easter eggs. What would you like to do? It's your time.
Yeah, I guess I can do the trivia first. Okay. Lock that out here.
Can let people. Yeah, let people have a time to call in.
Yep. Okay. So in addition to beat baseball, I'm also a big baseball fan. I love the Tampa Bay Rays. They're my favorite team since they started in 1998. Big Rays fan. So I do have a question about baseball since the season just kicked off here the other day. So every team does have a mascot when it comes to Major League Baseball. And so one of the teams, the mascot is known as Wally the Green. Let's see here. Sorry.
I have it if you want me to say the last one.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm good. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So
okay.
One of the teams, the mascot is Wally the Green Monster. So the trivia question is, which Major League Baseball team has a mascot known as Wally the Green Monster?
There you go.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Greg.
Sure.
Here's a question. What was the first baseball team that had a mascot?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
And it's probably the biggest one today, still in existence.
It's not your team, is it?
Yep.
Oh, then.
I think I might know then. The Philly Fanatics.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
gave it away.
Well, didn't give.
That wasn't a trivia question.
We didn't give Greg's.
No.
So while we're waiting, did you want to talk about the beat baseball? I want to talk about the beeping eggs, Easter eggs. Which would you prefer? Because I can read what you gave me.
Sure, Lynn. If you want to read that little blurb about beeping eggs.
Okay. Yeah, it's really interesting, and it's very relevant to today. So, because I know I've seen a lot of videos of children who are blind, and they're running around the grass looking for these beeping eggs, listening for the beeping eggs, and it's really something. It's so it's accessible for them as well. Okay, yeah. So where am I? Okay, an ATF, which stands for alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. An ATF agent named David Heich, I'm not sure, is credited by some as developing the first ever beeping eggs and egg hunt for blind children.
In 2005, Heisch sought a way for his blind daughter, Rachel, to participate in their church Easter egg hunt. Rachel wasn't even 2 years old, but she already exhibited a desire for independence that would push her father, Heisch, to find ways for her to do things with little or no assistance. Heisch asked for help from co-workers and local law enforcement to construct the eggs. The bomb technicians and ATF-certified explosive specialists are trained to work with electronic circuitry, which made them a natural fit to assemble the eggs. That year, Heisch held his own first event in Birmingham, Alabama. He's continued the tradition ever since. And as the event grew in Birmingham, Heisch, a member of the International Association of Bomb Technicians and Investigators, ABTI, wanted to let other children nationwide join in the fun. So after discussions, IABTI developed a partnership with the National Association for Parents of Children with Visual Impairments, NAPVI, and the association now supplies materials nationwide to those interested in creating the beeping eggs for the visually impaired children, or they create the eggs and then they send them to those who request them. That is so interesting, Greg.
Yeah, it's cool.
Who would think a guy that works for ATF actually developed those? I just find that fascinating that he has that background.
Did you say you worked with him?
No. I was just saying someone who works for ATF.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think, has any connection to beeping Easter eggs. So I thought that was really fascinating.
It is. Well, sometimes these
things. It is.
Going back to his trivia. Is anybody calling in about his trivia?
No, not yet. Chris would tell me. That is amazing.
That's a tough question.
No, I'm talking about the beeping eggs, how they were developed. That is amazing. Mm. And the children are so lucky to have this invention. So then that would go right to your baseball, your beep baseball, Greg. So it was the same premise, yes?
Similar, yeah. I think it was a phone company out in Colorado that actually developed the beep ball. So it just goes to show the engineers and, those mm-hmm. who are pretty tech savvy have developed these pretty accessible, activities and games and whatnot for the blind.
Hey, Greg. I got one for you. Have you ever thought about going over to Tampa Bay Rays and a special little note and explain to the baseball team what beep baseball is and see what their reaction would be?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Gary. I know they do a lot of community service work and work with nonprofits, so absolutely
that'd
should
be
do that.
Promoting. Yeah, promote.
I have a question for Connie and for Terry. In your community, do they hold a beeping Easter egg hunt for the children?
No, we do not.
And how about you, Terry?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No? Dude, that's a shame. Because I know around here they do it. In Lake County, Florida. I don't know about the Orlando area. I'm sure they do. With Lighthouse Central. Oh, wait, actually, I saw Lighthouse Central Florida did have the event. Yeah,
I would think so. They have a lot going on there.
Yeah, they have so much going on. Chris, Greg, would you give out your question again for the trivia?
Sure. So again, the question is, which Major League Baseball team has a mascot by the name of Wally the Green Monster? And there is a bit of a clue in that name, Wally the Green Monster.
It's not your favorite team.
That name.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's actually one of my favorite team's rivals, I'll say.
Yeah. I thought about you, Greg, the other day. I was sitting at the doctor's office waiting to get my eyes checked again. And this woman, another patient, she had a pocketbook, a really cute with a Tampa Bay Rays logo and baseballs and bats on it. And I thought, that's really cool. And I thought of you because I know you like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, I should find
not that you would
myself.
Use the pocketbook, but I just thought it was, I thought about you, you and your mother and you guys are fans. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And I know we've talked about Enrique Olu. I think he's been on the show. He's a blind Spanish broadcaster for the Rays since they started.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on in years, but we should have him back again. Does he still do that?
Yeah, he still does. This is his 26th year calling games.
We'll get him back. That's been a long time for him.
Greg, why don't you explain to the folks that don't know what beep baseball is?
Sure, always excited to talk about it. So beat baseball, or beat ball for short, is an adapted form of baseball for the blind and visually impaired. So the ball is kind of like a softball size. It's a pretty oversized ball, and it has a beeper in it, actual electronics that make a constant beep, beep, beep sound. And then the bases are about 3 feet high, and they're kind of cylindrical shaped and padded, thankfully. So if you run into them, which most people do, you're not going to get too hurt. So they make a buzzing sound. It's a constant buzz. So when you're at the plate, you have to listen for that ball, listen for the beep, and know when to swing at that ball to hit it. And then you run to either first or third base. So there's no second base in beat ball.
No second base, yeah.
Just first and third, yep. And so you have to get to that base before the fielder picks up the ball. And then if you do touch the base before they get the ball, then it's a run. And if the fielder picks it up first, then you're out.
Man, I would like to try.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun, Terry.
Do they throw the ball underhand or overhand like in baseball? Which way?
It depends. I have seen both. I think underhand is probably a little bit easier since the pitcher's only, I think, about 10 feet away from the batter. So
we don't have any fun stuff like that here in Connecticut.
You're way out there, Terry.
It's just small.
Too cold.
Yeah.
So you can get too to cold. New York.
It's really something. Greg, give Terry something to look up for the beat baseball, because I know.
Yeah.
I saw episodes. In fact, I think your mother was there too, and your mother and father when you went to Kansas, I think. But maybe there's something he could take a listen to, because it's really exciting.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, if you just go on YouTube and type in beep baseball, BEEP baseball, okay. Yep. Well, there's a ton of videos on there, and you can hear, you know, some of them are described and pretty detailed. So it's such a cool sport to play.
What state are you in?
Paul calling in right now, I think, for trivia. Paul, are you calling in for trivia?
Yes, I am. Michael.
Okay, it's Paul from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Paul. Doing good, buddy.
Good to you, my man.
Okay, Greg. How's the BVA going?
Yeah, we got the answer. You know, the trivia, Paul?
Oh.
Yes, I am. Yep. Boston Red Sox.
You're talking to Greg now, Paul.
Yep, Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox, you got it. You got
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the Red Sox?
Yeah, Boston Red Sox.
I didn't like that. Didn't know it. Did not know it. Paul, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway is coming
That's
your way.
Beautiful.
$10 gift card.
I was thinking it's Philly Fanatic, because he's green too, isn't he?
Red.
What's that green thing running around the field?
It's the wall there. It's the big wall in Fenway Park. That's the wall.
They call it the Green Monster. Exactly.
Right.
That's how the mascot got his name.
Green mascot.
What are you talking about?
The Philly Fanatic. He's not green?
Is he green? I thought he's red.
No?
I don't know.
He's green. That's why I thought, yeah. Well, congratulations, Paul.
No, he would be blue.
Thank you very much.
He'd wear the Phillies uniform.
You're welcome.
Congrats, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for calling in.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye now.
Thanks, Paul. Happy Easter, Paul.
Yeah, we used to play beatball when we were younger. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, cool. In South Dakota there.
Yep.
Maybe you'll go out to South Dakota sometime, Greg.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. He needs to come visit us.
You have to have a horse.
Connections out there. Yep.
I know you got connections, so come on, you know, you have to come visit.
Right on the stagecoach.
Oh, I know a good game to play with, like beatball, but it was a harder game. Lynn knows it, I'm sure. And that's when they used to run around and they throw the ball at you, and you had to duck. It was like a big rubber ball.
Oh, dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, put a beeper in that thing, and you know. Yeah, that's boom.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That'd be a good game.
Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Gregory and Connie and Terry.
Daddy.
So what do you think of the show? Blind and Beyond. Since next week is our anniversary for 9 years we've been on the radio. Hey, actually, going to our ninth year. What do you think?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing. Great. I told
the
you.
Show.
They said to be the enemy.
Persistence. Shows your persistence, Michael. You've kept at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Even very Julie, educational. You know, the average is the radio does. Most people that go into radio, Michael knows this now too, is most people that start up a new show like this, they don't last too long. They didn't give us a month and a half to last. And we've been going on for 9.5 years, really, actually more, because we did 2.5 with the Blind Matters. But yeah, they don't give you long to either fail or make it. And we made it.
Hey, I have to tip my cap to Michael.
What's he say?
Tipping his cap.
Oh, thank you so much. He's tipping his cap. No kidding. They do that in Connecticut. Oh, wow.
Really, for what it's worth, guys, we're so happy you joined us tonight because we realize it's a holiday, but you were kind enough to join us tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
Yep. We got Terry, and we got Connie, and we got Glenn.
Who's Glenn?
No Glenn.
We have Chris.
There's no Glenn. There's no Harry either.
Remind everybody about the show next Sunday.
Ninth anniversary, huh?
Ninth anniversary. That's right. We're going into our ninth year. That's right.
What's amazing, most of us are all the same. We're all the same on the show.
We're 9 years older.
Yeah.
Next week, our anniversary show, April the 7th. That's right.
I'll tune in on
Believe
that.
Believe it or not.
We knew Greg when he was just a youngster.
Yes, we did.
Just I was a young man when we started the show.
What, Greg? I didn't know what you said.
Just
Greg.
4 feet tall, right?
Yeah, right. Gosh, one time Greg and his parents, and was it Lily? Your little white dog at the time was
Maltese.
Lily.
Yep,
and they all came to the radio. It was Super Bowl Sunday. And they all came to the radio station, and his mom brought food, and we brought food, and we were on the air, even with the little Lily.
Greg goes back so long, headphones so far on her, Lily. Back that he remembers that we asked him to do Poor Little Fool, and he did it great.
Yeah.
He sings a better than Ricky Nelson.
Hey, I got to find
that's when he broke out.
What's that, Terry?
I have to find the closest state to me that plays beep ball.
Yeah, you do.
I like to try.
There is a team in New York. I don't know how far you are from the city or Long Island.
What about the Carroll Center for the Blind? Maybe they have an activity. That's far? Yeah. Oh, well,
Massachusetts.
That's right. He's in Connecticut. I was thinking Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is not too far. Same distance as New York. Just going east.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
they do have the Boston
Renegades. It's 8:58, and I think we're going to have to say goodnight. Chris is going to play a little outro music.
It's been really great.
Thank you all for
joining us. All.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Member, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. Sam,
thank you so much. Terry Willard, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Gary Sinclair,
thank you so much.
Well, happy Easter to everybody.
Thank you.
And without Chris Shaw, we thank you, Chris Shaw. And of course, I have to thank my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Thank you so much. And don't forget, folks, we'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Good night, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Good night. Be safe.
Good night. Be safe.
We love you.
Don't touch that dial. You know, I had to laugh some last word.
I liked it.